USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The FBI is still working to determine who sent suspicious devices, apparently bombed Democratic and liberal leaders, as well as CNN. At least six top Democrats, from former President Obama to Hillary Clinton, were targets. Other packages sent to California Democratic Congresswoman Maxine Waters and former Attorney General Eric Holder. President Trump was discussing the case during an appearance at a rally in Wisconsin last night.
Any acts or threats of political violence are an attack on our democracy itself.
While his government's believed to be behind it, the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia making his first public remarks about the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi early this month, yesterday calling it a hideous incident and totally unjustifiable. This is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference, so you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance, because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Experience Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13, the laptop for people who never say no to one more episode.
Hi there. I'm calling about my dinner reservation at 7. Yeah, I'm not going to make that.
With lifelike color, brilliant sound clarity, and uninterrupted streaming, Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13 with an 8th-gen Intel Core i7 processor makes whatever you love to watch even better. To learn more, call 800-BY-DELL. That's 800-BY-DELL.
A federal judge is stopping the Trump administration's efforts to withhold funding from sanctuary cities. U.S. District Court Judge Richard A. Jones ruling yesterday it's unconstitutional for the executive branch to withhold funds through an executive order. The president tried to withhold funds from Seattle and Portland, Oregon, because of their sanctuary city policies. The remnants of Hurricane Willa are soaking Texas now, and they could be causing problems soon for the South. And even the Mid-Atlantic this weekend, perhaps even heading up to New England. Willa slammed the Pacific coast of Mexico this week as a Category 3 hurricane. A low-pressure system from that storm is merging with a second system and will be bringing those heavy rains and thunderstorms to the Deep South before moving up through the Carolinas tomorrow. Oh, and nobody won last night's Powerball drawing. The Saturday jackpot now about $750 million. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A $25,000 reward's now being offered for information that leads to the location of missing Wisconsin teenager Jamie Kloss. Authorities urging the public to call in with any tips they may have on that 13-year-old barren Wisconsin girl's whereabouts. She hasn't been seen since a week ago this past Monday, when both of her parents were found dead in their home. She's not a suspect. They believe she was abducted in connection with their murders. We told you earlier about the remnants of Hurricane Willa soaking Texas and headed all the way up to perhaps New England before the weekend is over. But there's also been a huge storm, in fact, the strongest to ever hit a U.S. territory. And we hear more about that from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Super Typhoon U2 made a direct hit as a Category 5 storm in the U.S. Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands. Early reports came in of catastrophic winds that ripped roofs from their houses and blew out windows. Meteorologists say that U2's the kind of storm that future weather disasters will be compared to. None of the Weather Service's equipment survived after recording 93-mile-per-hour winds.
Oh, and Asian shares are tumbling today as tech stocks take a dive on Wall Street yesterday. The Wednesday drop, the largest daily decline on Wall Street since 2011. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.